This is the mountain meditation. Start by gathering your attention, noticing how you are in body, breath, and mind. Now bringing the focus to the stable contact the body makes with the floor and the chair. And then observing the sense of alertness in your spine, rising up to the crown of your head, and the feeling of openness across the chest. Then connecting with the breath and observing that familiar tidal flow for a few moments. Now, in front of you, bring up the image of a mountain. It might be one that you visited or even climbed, or one that you've seen pictures of, or one that comes entirely from your imagination. Take a few moments noticing the overall shape and characteristics of your particular mountain, its size and its beauty. Then focus in on the base, getting a sense of the massive area of contact between the mountain and the earth, the weight of it pressing downwards, the mountain being anchored into the rock of the earth's crust. Now, observing the sides of the mountain, rising up and up towards the summit, perhaps covered with forests and meadows. Perhaps there are rocky cliffs. Perhaps there are streams and waterfalls plummeting down. And then moving on upwards to the lofty peak, or a series of peaks, perhaps covered with snow, lifting away from the base, reaching up into the sky. Think about the unique qualities of your particular mountain. And then also thinking about the qualities that all mountains have in common. Massive and unmoving. Reaching upwards, towering over the surrounding landscape. Unmoving, stable, and having a sense of enduring. Sit and breathe with the image, together with these positive qualities. Now bring the mountain towards you and into you, so that you and the mountain become one. Your stable solid base becomes the solid base of the mountain. Your shoulders and arms, the sides, reaching up and up. And your head becomes the peak, rising up towards the sky. Exploring the sense of being unmoving, deeply rooted to the ground, and that sense of uplift from that stable base, rising up to the crown of your head, which is the peak of the mountain. We can learn a lot from a mountain. The conditions around it are continuously changing. There are cycles of day and night, the seasons, the heat of summer, the freezing cold of winter. The mountain is buffeted by storms, torrential rain, and blizzards. Maybe a few trees get blown over. Perhaps there's an avalanche or two, or a landslide. But while the surface might get a bit ruffled, the mountain endures and sits unmoving. Inevitably, in our lives, we will experience periods of emotional light and darkness. There will be distress and pain, as well as moments of joy and happiness. But perhaps in the midst of all these emotional ups and downs, we can be like the mountain. Our thoughts and feelings, emotional storms and crises, can be viewed like the weather. And like the mountain, whatever rages on the outside, we can maintain a sense of stillness and rootedness within. We can know a deeper silence and wisdom right within the storm. The birds have vanished into the sky, and now the last cloud drains away. We sit together, the mountain and me, until only the mountain remains.